Hello, and welcome to Keep America Growing, a new 5-minute monthly podcast about crop insurance. I'm Tom Zacharias, and I'll be your host. Currently, I serve as president of National Crop Insurance Services, or NCIS for short. Now, before we begin, I want to make it clear that I'm not talking about the other NCIS. Instead, we're going to be talking about the crop insurance industry and the people who help keep America's farmers and ranchers growing. So, if we're not chasing bad guys or solving crime, what NCIS are we actually talking about? National Crop Insurance Services is the premier crop insurance industry resource supporting all private sector companies writing crop insurance policies in the U.S. Today, there are 13 private sector companies known as Approved Insurance Providers, or AIPs, who collectively protect more than 540 million acres of American farmland. That's more than 90% of insurable farmland in the U.S., with crop insurance policies in all 50 states. NCIS staff support American agriculture and our AIP members through research, training, analytical, and educational support. We are driven by the stories of the family farmers and ranchers who rely on crop insurance, and we work to support a strong crop insurance program through sound science and data-based research. If you've heard anyone talk about crop insurance before, you've probably heard it referred to as the cornerstone of the farm safety net. Well, here's how it works. The federal government, through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Risk Management Agency, partners with private sector crop insurance companies, the approved providers, to provide a farm safety net where everyone shares in the risk. Farmers purchase a crop insurance policy before they plant their crops. Last year, farmers bought more than 1.2 million crop insurance policies, protecting more than $194 billion worth of crops and livestock. And these crop insurance policies are not free. Farmers do receive a discount from the federal government to make this coverage affordable, but last year's farmers spent approximately $6.8 billion out of their own pockets to protect their family farms. If and when a disaster strikes, such as a flood, hailstorm, drought, or a tornado, the approved insurance providers mobilize quickly to deliver aid in just weeks, not years, compared to ad hoc disaster programs. In this way, farmers have the capital they need to plant again for next year, keeping America growing and family farmers in business. Crop insurance is a program that works. It protects American farmers and taxpayers and strengthens our agricultural economy. And a big part of that is thanks to the approved insurance providers and the more than 20,000 hardworking crop insurance agents, crop loss adjusters, and the company staff who work in the crop insurance industry throughout our country. Over the next few months, we'll dive deeper into the various aspects of what makes crop insurance the cornerstone of the farm safety net. We'll explore how this program protects the vast diversity of American agriculture with approximately 170,000 different county and crop programs, and how crop insurance is adapting to the changing needs of agriculture. In short, crop insurance is a safety net for farmers and ranchers so that they have the protection they need to continue to safely and securely grow the food on our plates and produce the clothes on our backs. Tune in next month as we share updates from the field and break down exactly what crop insurance covers and why this coverage is so important to our families, to U.S. agriculture, and to you. Till then, I'm Tom Zacharias. Thank you.